In the orchard, only the words of the midnight moon and the thud of falling apples comfort me. In the orchard, only the words of the midnight moon and the thud of falling apples comfort me. And this is for all who are suffering from addiction. Over. It's finally over for the one craving the high, for the other craving help, for the one wanting the high. Over for the one dying for the fix. Over for the endless days and nights, wondering and praying and crying. Over for the one promising to call home and not doing it. Over for the one waiting by the phone. Where is she? What city, what town, what gutter? Over the lies told to hide the truth. Over for the believer trying to believe the eyes and the lies. Peace, I hope, for the one in the ground, for the mother who told me, I'm grieving, I'm angry, I'm relieved. Peace, too. There is a language everywhere, maybe not letters or words, but for me this morning's violet growing by my doorstep is language. The buds of the lilac tree beside the door, the shoots of what will turn into bleeding hearts, that forest of forsythia scribbling the front of the house. Winter's language, where fox, deer, raccoon, and bird footprints, even bare branches tell a story. Snow is a glorious silent language, and rain's language, and winds, sometimes gentle and sometimes wild. The breath of a sleeping lover or infant, language. Fingers are language. Speaking of tenderness, and then fists of fury. Do not get caught up in the alphabet. It is simply knots on a string. Just listen and look. Breaths and a sandpiper's tracks, the roll of rocks under the pulling waves. Clouds, sometimes quiet as a dream. Other times, gray, tumultuous like anger. Hush, so many things are speaking. And this is a poem that was written at 12:54 p.m. for Linnea. How close death feels as I watch you sleeping. Is it sleep or a morphine-induced state? Fever, bald, hospital bed, mouth open. Watching your chest rise and fall, watching your twin sister watching you breathe. She presses the morphine pump. Hospice says 24 hours. Gaunt and exhausted, you told me days ago you wanted to go quickly. Sister agreed. So vigilant, she sleeps beside you on the couch. I place my hands on you, speaking through my fingers. You are loved. I tell sister what I am saying, then four hands on you. Your chest rising and falling. I repeat, you are loved. Sister leaves to get the laundry. I remain. One hand over your heart, one hand on your head. Softly, I repeat, you are loved. You are loved. You are loved. You die at 3:33 p.m. I woke this morning of 2018, the word reliquary on my tongue from a dream I don't remember as I floated to wakefulness. Here, I met a man who calls himself a gatekeeper, who gives opportunity to others. I read bold headlines. 110 children under 15 used as suicide bombers, 76 of them girls. I weep. I do not understand. At my house, the wind chill is 10 below, but I can turn up heat, feed a wood stove. I read Thomas Merton, who said, I pray by breathing. And the poet Lu Bin, who wrote Everlasting Longing. I stay inside and read. 2.5 million homeless in this country. I feed the birds seeds and the deer apples. 1 in 30 children is homeless. I do not understand much at all. I am grateful for what I have no words for. Last night, the nearly full moon and I wished each other a happy new year. 1.6 billion people lack adequate housing. Prayer speaks in silence to longing, to whatever, to whomever, to wherever, a bow to Mary and Buddha and sky, to Tao and mystery, to a path of light. I will pay attention. I will attend this moment and the next. A day of snow grace draws me to tend my stove. Every woman should carry a box of matches, a knife, a handkerchief, a pencil, pens run out of ink, forgiveness, 1,000 pounds of courage, and space for longing. A woman should carry a warm shawl, enough grace, and a small bottle of fine cognac. A heart not broken in too many places, the ability to forget, and enough endurance. It is raining again, and I am sealed between the suffering and sorrows of Oscar Wilde's De Profundis and the cruel slave narrative Incidents of a Slave Girl by Harriet Jacobs. 19 papers to read yet on Wordsworth's Tintern Abbey sit before me waiting for corrections and comments. It is raining outside. It is raining within me, drained, nodding off. It's some kind of weather and literary exhaustion. Rain pours from the corners of the house, puddling beneath the gone yellow forsythia and the purple depths of lilacs. It is raining outside, no tears spilling from my eyes, but heaviness of thoughts finds no relief. Work waiting, words waiting. Maybe these ink scribblings and scratchings are a kind of relief. There are two poems, the next two poems, Ideas Without Words, number one. I leave words out. Is it because I don't need them, or are they beyond my grasp? Really, it's because I have forgotten them. Words are often clouds without centers. One needs meaning to find a word. Have I forgotten the word, but meaning remains in the shade? Once my word was an arrow, precise as it hit its target, a bullseye even. Now the bow is heavy and hard to load the arrow. Where or what is the target? What is a poet who is losing words, who stumbles about in the dark of no words? Not exact words, wrong words, sometimes hours pass, even days, and then I remember the lost word left alone in the past, frightened, forgotten. I try to find le mot juste, the right word, but it's slimy and greasy and slips away. I am losing my grip, my vocabulary. Yesterday, I could not find the word for, as I ended up asking a staff member at the university if she could find someone to sit with a student as she took my exam. Well, yes, if you fill out this form, we can provide a proctor. The island of lost words is becoming more real, not so far away from my shore. All the words I've lost are populating the island. All those lost words are not making sentences or poems, but prisoners waiting for extinction. A poet makes things. I am a poet. Maybe being is what I want more of. Days empty of making. Days full of just being. Ideas without words, number two. What is this silence that is not peaceful? Not my reassuring safe harbor where reflection guides my thoughts to words. This one is not a place of quiet comfort. Who or what is this that hides my words, teasing me with empty spaces where words once rippled from my tongue? What or who hides the names of people I have known for decades as I, face to face, speak with them, harboring this humiliation of losing their names? I hope prayer doesn't need words, only intention. Will that be lost to me? Will the knowing sky I speak to understand without words? This new silence, this new emptiness is not one of Zen. This silence frightens me, often opening emptiness greater and longer than mere pauses. I take up my pen to write about this fearful silence, this different emptiness. I strain writing losing words, coming closer to that frightening and growing more familiar island of lost words. Maybe I am less sad, less anxious with words leaving me, those complicated ones, heading off to the island of lost words. Maybe this morning I want fewer words, fewer choices, like that Buddhist nun's poem, with wisteria, mountain, solitude. These are enough this morning. What is it about a starry night that makes one small, moves one closer to a belief in the one with a thousand names or none? What is it about wave after wave, ocean stretching, if not to infinity, to a horizon line? Is belief deeper than faith? Is it faith without dogma and doctrine? Beliefs get shaken and throttled and bruised and beaten up, yet something of belief survives and endures and grasps my heart, smooths its ragged, spiked edges. That starry night, that endless ocean, their relentless clarity certain me. I want to be a solitary, a recluse, a hermit again. Once I was a wandering Irish monk on Skillig Island 1,500 years ago. I want to live in a stone hut on a cliff beside the sea. I want nothing but birdsong and wind for conversation, and to eavesdrop on the dialogue of waves with rocky shore. I want to be forgiveness, to become unconditional love. I want to live apart from human discourse, human distraction, and to remember it all in a life of silent prayer. In a shell of silence, I wait for night. There, something like comfort, I fix my dinner. A piece of chicken, two ears of corn, a glass of water. I feed the cat. I wash one pan, one pot, one dish, one glass, one knife, one fork. I make a cup of tea and withdraw into the dark. I remember listening to Miles' Kind of Blue, Darker Than Twilight Blue, Chet Baker's Let's Get Lost, An Open Wound, Julie London's Cry Me a River. I heard music then more than notes and words. I heard the times, the apartments with record players, heard songs in the hands I held, heard them in the lips I kissed, listening to Roberta Flack the first time ever. I remember making love on a New York fire escape on a hot August night on St. Mark's Place, listening to Francois Hardy's Comment dire adieu, It Hurts to Say Goodbye. And days later, making love to James Taylor's You've Got a Friend, and hearing Chicago Transit Authority, Does Anyone Know What Time It Is on Mescaline. Sweet love, hurting love, despairing love, lust, sex without love, goodbye sex, and emptying love. I no longer listen to music. Hearing aids distort everything. No more love songs. Lovers gone. Only empty hands and my own 4 a.m. blues. And the last poem is called Manifesto. I shall make a covenant with silence and live as an anchoress on a wild island, a nun of my own order, and build a hermitage and live my days in the still moment of a turning tide, free from the community of men and women. The vibration of all that is terrible and beautiful will carry me away from broken words. I will have no name, no weight. I will be helpless, yet strong. I will be laid bare of will and shame, of ego and desire. The wind will bathe me. There will be no wounds where I go. There will be no mirrors, no one to gaze at, no one and nothing to remember, no one and nothing to forget. There will be no spirals or circles or angles. no shadows, no shade, no sunlight nor darkness, no history, no fantasy. I will not hurt or be hurt. I shall make a covenant with silence and live as an anchoress on a wild island, a nun of my own order, and build a hermitage and live my days free from the community of men and women in the still moment of a turning tide. And on this wild island, I will finally be without effort of being. Thank you.